That emotional meeting yesterday at the UN Security Council as members viewed a video purporting to show a chlorine gas attack in northwest Syria. The video was shown by a doctor. He said it was filmed last month as he and other doctors attempted unsuccessfully to revive three children aged 1 to 3. The government of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad denies responsibility. U.S. Ambassador Samantha Power says individuals who are responsible will be held accountable. But how should the U.S. respond? Nicholas Burns is a member of Secretary of State John Kerry's Foreign Affairs Policy Board, a former U.S. ambassador to NATO, also professor at the Harvard Kennedy School of Government. So, Ambassador, Professor, you said we can call you Nick. Nick, your reaction to this news of another possible chemical weapons attack in Syria?
Well, Robin, it's reprehensible. It's tragic. The fact that these weapons targeted civilians and that young kids were their victims, something has to be done. And I think the United States, through some Ambassador Samantha Power, spoke with great passion and conviction. But unfortunately, the reality is Russia will probably protect Syria at the UN Security Council.
Yeah, well, Russia, of course, an ally of Syria. And we have Syria denying it was involved. Now, others are saying these chemical bombs, if you will, were dropped by helicopters. And there's a sense that it had to have been Assad's work. What is the sense of who might have been behind this?
I think there's little doubt that the Syrian military was behind this. It was their area of operation. They are the only military unit that has access to helicopters. They have done this time and again. We know they used chemical weapons twice in 2013, and we know they've dropped just in recent days these huge barrel bombs of cluster munitions on civilian neighborhoods near Aleppo. So they are certainly, I think, the guilty party here. And there is an organization, Robin, the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons. It's a Nobel Prize-winning organization 2 years ago in The Hague. They should investigate this.
Yeah, and I just want to be clear, listeners, here, the accusation from the doctors and the people who brought the video was from the use of chlorine to attack this group of people in March. But then subsequently, there's been reports of another attack of chemical weapons, barrel bombs that were dropped. But Syria had agreed to dismantle its chemical weapons program. So what do you think is happening here politically? Because there's also this messy sort of burbling up of consideration of Assad, maybe even partnering somehow in the fight against ISIS. Do you think he's feeling maybe empowered in hearing some of that?
Well, two things. First, this is a government that for many, many years has been mendacious. They've simply lied. They've misrepresented the truth about their actions. Secondly, it's a desperate government. They control less and less of Syrian territory. This government will never put Syria back together again. One-third of their territory is controlled by the Islamic State. And it may be that their military commanders are taking measures into their own hands and using these weapons that are prohibited, as you know, Robin, under international law. So that might be an explanation for this. But you're right to point to the complexity for the United States. There's another big humanitarian issue in Syria. More than half the population, more than 11 million people, are now homeless from this war. 250,000 dead. This is the most catastrophic human rights situation in the world today. So the speculation has been in recent weeks the United States perhaps might have to begin to work with this Syrian government again simply to get aid into the refugees. But after these reports, I think that makes that a very difficult trade-off.
Well, and so how should the U.S. respond, if at all?
Well, the United States, I think Samantha Power, Ambassador Power, responded, I thought, very effectively yesterday. Here's how we could follow up. We need to press the Russian government, certainly the Iranian government. They are the protectors of the Assad regime, to, number one, allow an independent United Nations investigation into the use of chemical weapons against civilians in recent weeks. Number two, to allow the United Nations to make a plan to bring relief aid to the Jordanian-Syrian border and the Turkish-Syrian border to half the population that are on the run from these vicious terrorist groups and the vicious Syrian government. You know, sometimes in international politics, it's a shame culture. You want to shame another government into acting. Moscow and Tehran should be ashamed of their protection of this regime.
Former Ambassador Nick Burns, thank you.
Thanks very much.